Welcome to Filter Optional. I am Chico West.
And I am Shannon West. We are two people doing the work out loud, hoping to encourage others along the way.
Join us as we unpack life with no filter
and a filter.
Hello, and I'm Chico West.
And I'm Shannon West.
I'm the no filter.
I'm the filter.
And we're back at Filter Optional.
We already just said that.
Yeah.
In our introduction.
We did. You just got the introduction.
You've got to get used to the fact that we did an introduction.
I know. I like our new introduction. We filmed it and recorded it a week or two ago.
Yes,
with Kevin.
Yes.
You know, Kevin has been good to us. KEPX. That's who does our
production.
Production. Yes. He's helped us understand what this is all about.
Well, and so
hopefully I've helped you hear a little bit better. But is that better?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Had a little tweaking to do, but sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. And then, so we did 2021 without Casa.
Yes.
On our podcast, you know, we just because you sold Casa Kalina a year ago.
Yep, just almost a year ago. Oh, that's perfect, Kevin. Thank you.
Sorry, we were having some volume.
We're about to move, and my goal is for you guys to have your own volume control.
that is the case. You know, Kevin and I office together. We've loved our arrangement. I know we've loved it because he's coming to my new office.
Yep, sticking together.
Yep, yes. I know.
In my counseling practice, I've been in this building for 17, almost 18 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a little one-story building right here in Dallas. And it's on this corner, and I kind of have the corner office. And I'm the longest tenant in this building.
Yes, you are, and it's sold, so you have to get out.
Yes, it's sold on January 14th, and we found a place, and Kevin, I got keys today and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Now just waiting on the carpet.
That's right.
And Annie's put in the wall. And the guy's name that's putting in the wall and doing all the carpet, I like his name. You know what his name is?
Cheeto.
His name is Cheeto. Oh, it's really? Not Cheeto.
I thought he was kidding. I thought he was kidding when we walked up. Because people call Chico Cheeto sometimes, or they call him Taco or, you know, Burrito or whatever. And he was like, yeah, we got to meet Cheeto. And I was like, what? No. Anyway.
But his name is Cheeto.
So
I went over there today.
We're excited about a new, you know, 2022. You know, if you've listened long enough, you know that I had some major health issues in the fall. And 2021 was rough. It was up and down. And we had a lot of victories, and we had a lot of pain and a lot of trials.
Rocky circumstances.
Uh-huh. And change and stuff like that.
And change and everything. And so, been a little bit in a fog in a lot of ways. But now in 2022, our desire is to continue to grow this podcast and help people and be vulnerable and real and hope that that helps others in their journey. And especially in this... I can't even call it post-COVID because we're not post-COVID, you know, right? But people really are starting to, I mean, after 2 years, the effects of the mental, you know, I almost want to cuss, the mind F that has gone on with...
The mental fuck that's occurred?
Mind
fuck?
Yes.
Yes.
So there's a little cussing, sorry, but... for those that are offended, but it really has, I think, I mean, obviously everyone has been affected, and there's just a lot going on right now that people talk about. I mean, New Year's resolutions sound almost like, you know, trite, you know, at this point, like, oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but getting back to, okay. Yeah. So we have this, we're going to really pour into this podcast, spend more time on it.
Yes.
A little history. If this, you know, is your first time or you've come in, this is our 115th episode. But we spent a good 2 years really starting this podcast to do promotion for Casa Colina, the treatment center I used to own. And it's a great program, and we still
We wanted it to be an avenue for people to, you know, listen if they needed. We found that there were so many things in our lives that we could just put out there where you could just push play. Like, you know, the 10 questions to ask when you're seeking treatment for a loved one. And that's still a great episode. If you're seeking treatment for a loved one, go back to episode, whatever, 5 or something, 6.
Yes.
And look and ask, you know, listen to the questions that could be asked. And we, our goal has always been, obviously, to help people. And then it was to promote Casa Colina, but also...
But not just promote.
Now we can go back and refer people to these...
Episodes,
yes.
Yeah, but I like what you said, you know, 10 questions to ask, or, you know, what questions do you ask when looking for treatment of a loved one?
Right.
And, you know, having Casa Colina, and just a little bit about you and I, we try not to be big self-promoters. And so it wasn't just about Casa Colina. If you weren't going to Casa Colina, ask these questions. If you had an adolescent or a female looking for treatment, Casa is just a male program. And it's a great 90-day male program, and the differences and those kind of things. But speaking about promotion and self-promotion is, if you like this, our episodes, and you're listening to them, I'm gonna ask y'all right now is, like, send this episode to a friend. You know, send it out there. We're trying to build, you know, a platform to really help people. We find this very therapeutic.
Yes.
For ourselves.
Yes, sure. I mean, I have, through this podcast that we just decided to, you know, jump into, it has helped me to be vulnerable and work on my codependency and, you know, stuff that I have going on. And it's helped with my parenting, even though we try to not directly talk about our kids, but when we talk about things, I leave here and I think, okay, I've got to implement that now. I need to practice.
Especially since I put it on the air.
Right, exactly. I've got to, you know, I don't, you know, and I think we're vulnerable enough that people can't really call us hypocrites because we just kind of
just vomit, let it out there.
Vomit all out there, you know, and I admit when I'm like,
well, we're going to talk about mental health, you know, medication and some of those things. But before we start, my buddy I've shared this on other episodes. I'm on this Notorious Sinners, is what we call it, our Zoom AA meeting. And one of my buddies, good guy, he said, Chico, if I was to go to therapy, you with a beard, I feel more confident getting therapy with someone with a gray beard. You know, so I thought I would just let you know that today. Because
why? Because you look like Father Time? Or what?
I think it's just...
Like with wisdom?
Wisdom, yes.
Because I thought it was more like a Goodwill Hunting type.
Yes.
Look.
Right,
yes.
Because you look older. Yeah, yes. Like Goodwill Hunting, yes, like Robin Williams.
Yes.
Okay.
It does make sense to me for some reason. I don't know.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
It does.
Yeah. He's only throwing that in there, though, is because I hate the beard. I'm like, when's the beard going? And so
okay.
I guess he gets to choose between...
So you're not in our bedroom talk.
Well, no. Yeah. Thank you. Yes,
feels like it sometimes.
Yeah, I know, right? But let's just hope that, you know, so you have a choice, Chico. You can choose to... have your clients thinking you look wiser and older, or your wife thinking you look older and scratchier?
Yes. I'm gonna sit there and contemplate. But let's get into this episode.
Yes.
Let's get into this one. You ready?
Yeah, I am ready.
Why don't you?
Well, so I have been thinking a lot about anxiety because I suffer from anxiety. And I am kind of finding that most people do. You know, if they're really honest with themselves, most people have areas in their life that cause them anxiety. And what causes me anxiety is not the same thing as
what might cause me anxiety.
What might cause you anxiety. And we have different things. And so I have been practicing sort of navigating, you know, my anxiety, trying to figure out the root of it because, I can easily just go like, well, okay, so I started going to a new doctor because after all my health issues, Last year.
You needed a primary
care. I needed a primary care doctor.
Instead of just your OBG.
Well, what do they call it? A
primary care physician.
A physician, that's the P, a PCP. And I've never had one because my OBGYN that I've been to since I was 19 has always taken great care of me, and I still love her so much. She's just harder to get in touch with if I have, like, strep throat or, you know, something going on. So I got a
Or your common cold.
Common cold or, you know, things like that. So I got myself a PCP, and I had my first appointment, and it was great. But she had to do a full, you know, here I am 51, and it's the first time I'm going to have somebody just having a...
Other than Dr. Waldrop.
Other than Dr. Waldrop, yeah, having a total, like, history. So, but trying to go over my medical history dating back to when I was 1 year old, whatever, I mean, like... It was hard. It was a long meeting, and you know, she was asking a lot of questions, and that was giving me anxiety because I couldn't remember, like the people pleaser in me came out.
Tetanus shot.
Yeah, have you had your tetanus shot? I'm like, I think so. Yes, I don't know. You know, within the past 10 years, I don't know. I'm not sure. And then she said, "Is there anything, you know, do you struggle with?" I don't know if she said mental health wise or whatever. And I said, yeah, I mean, I have anxiety and whatever. So then I think she was going down the road of trying to see if I needed medication or for the anxiety or whatever. And so I was just sharing with her things that made me anxious and all this stuff. And then at the very end of our appointment, she said, you know, I don't think I'm not going to prescribe you medication at this time or anything for anxiety and sleep. I've had trouble sleeping, but I've been on steroids also for weeks and
mid-November.
Yes, and in the past I had been on steroids and things like that. So it's very hard when you're sharing those things. I tried to share pre-steroids, but as I turned 50, I was having a harder time getting to sleep and things like that. And
not me.
I know, but you wake up at the crack.
Yeah.
Whatever. So anyway, so I'm sharing with her all of those things. And she said, you know, at this time, I don't think you need medication for your anxiety or for your sleep. And I was glad to hear that because I didn't really want to add a medication at this time for me because I've been on so many, I've been poked and prodded and on so many things. I was like, I kind of need a break even from my supplements. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I just
so
need.
What I like so, about the doctor, real yeah. quick, is, you know, I am a licensed psychotherapist. I am master's level, and I am, you know, I've supervised a lot of therapists, you know, over the years. Several of them now have big practices, and they're, you know, all over town, and a lot of them have come through, actually, this office.
Yes,
you
true.
Know, we had, I at one time, I had 10 therapists in this office right here working for me, and I was supervising them and stuff like that. But what I like about your doctor, because, you know, psychotherapists, like myself, we can't prescribe medication.
Right.
But the thing is, and you can do this own research yourself, you know, if you want to. But what we do know that, you know, people with anxiety disorders or...
Can I finish what she said the recommendation was? And then I would like yeah. you to start. So to finish up, she wasn't recommending medication, but she did say she wants me to get a counselor and get counseling, which I kind of laughed at a little bit because I said, you know what? It is really hard for me to find a therapist in this town. Because my husband has supervised most of them that I trust and that I love. And I said, but all, she goes, well, you think you can find one or do you need me to recommend you one? And I said, I think I can find one. And I said, and I want one. I want to do that. I want to get back into that. So that was her recommendation. And she was going to check back with me in a month to make sure I'd gotten a therapist. So
yeah, and what I liked about it is she didn't recommend medication. Right. You know, and the so deal is, you know, you don't want medication or be poked and prodded because you have been so much.
And
you
know? I have taken I was on Lexapro after
Which is an SSRI. Not, and they use it for anxiety, but it's more You know, for...
I don't know. Yeah. It was for anxiety at the time, but...
They do use it for that.
And my point is being that I'm not anti-medication. I'm not... I needed, at that time in my life, I did need a little chemical intervention so that I could get to a point to where I could really absorb therapy or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, you have to get kind of...
Well, and so I think they gave it...
I just, as we get into this, I don't want anybody to think that I'm anti-medication, that I'm like, oh, sweet.
If you were going to let me finish,
okay,
I would
go ahead.
Do that.
Go ahead. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
You know, I like what you're saying, and I'm not against medication either.
Right, I know that.
Either. Yeah. But what we do know with, primarily with anxiety, we do know that research does point to psychotherapy, CBT, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy, is actually more effective than medication. And that if someone is even taking medication, that really doesn't have that big of an effect. Now, people with depression and depressive disorders, medication does help because you get an SSRI. And what we do know with medication when it comes to people with depression, their serotonin levels are down. And an SSRI is supplemental serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And so that helps build back.
Uplift the serotonin.
Yeah, it helps, you know, give more serotonin back into your brain that needs that. And I'm a big believer that that does help. I mean, one of my dear friends, I said, yes, medication would help, you know, but man, he's struggling with depression. I go, but you also need therapy and to go to therapy.
Right.
What was helpful there is what we were talking about before we even started, you know, when we were having dialogue prior to talking about this is, a lot of people are struggling with anxiety. You know, a lot of people are doing that. And so for you to find a therapist to continue the work that you started, you know, years ago with your codependency will be helpful for you to process your stuff.
Yes, because when I tell you, who you're a safe person for me to share with, but when I tell you some the things that make me anxious, I get anxious about doctor's appointments, not because I think they're going to find something or whatever, just what I've been through. I'm just, I can't explain it. I get anxious about when the other shoe's going to drop or
ending up back in the hospital.
And I get anxious about whatever my doctor's suggestions are going to be, because my personality and the people pleasing and codependency, whatever they recommend, I want to just jump up and do. I want to check it all off my list and want to do it.
So they won't bother you? Is that what's going on?
No, so that they won't fire me as a patient. They won't think that I'm a non-compliant patient or that I'm not listening to them or that I think they're stupid or I don't think that they're qualified enough or whatever. I mean, I have all those crazy thoughts. So I'm sharing these things with like you, and you're like, what do you think? What's going through your head? And I'm like, those kind of things, like that they're going to fire me as a patient because I'm not compliant and I'm not, you know, I'm thinking that they're not smart. Here I am paying them for their advice and then I'm not going to take it, but I'm paying them and whatever. And I think your response to me was kind of like, I can't even believe that goes through your head. Like, what? Like, just go and to get the recommendations and tell them no on things you don't want to do and yes on things you do and then walk out. I mean, like, what do you mean? You know,
well, I think
you couldn't even relate to that, me feeling that way. And
but at the same time, I like how you've kind of wrestled with this. You've wrestled with it in I believe a healthier way, and I'm all for you finding a therapist and going and doing some more
but
work.
I need to go process. So my doctor doesn't realize that it's her that's causing me anxiety.
And you just met her and you like her.
She's like, you get a therapist. And I'm like, I need to go get a therapist so I can talk about my doctor anxiety with my doctor and whatever. But, you know, And I had just met her. It has nothing to do with her.
No, it has. It's but it's your stuff. But when you start to, you know, unpack that, I'm all for you unpacking it. And I'm glad you feel like I'm a safe person to unpack this way.
Yes.
And what I've learned is, you know, we've mentioned the Enneagram and stuff like that. And me being an Enneagram 8, it's real easy for if a doctor asks me to do something and I don't believe in it, I can say no right away.
Yes.
You,
I'm
no,
a two, and I'm a people
not,
pleaser.
Does I, not comprehend.
No is hard for me. It's just yes. hard for me on every level, not just like a volunteer or whatever, which I've talked about before, but like on a, like meeting with a doctor that makes a recommendation. I mean, I had a good friend say to me, it's just a recommendation. Like, why yes. are you getting all crazy about it? I'm like, I can't help
but
it.
But that's
it
where your anxiety yes. starts to churn internally.
So here's the thing. Had she recommended medication, I would have taken it because she would have recommended it and I would have taken it. But maybe not. But had she recommended medication and I started taking it and I had a little bit of an ease of that feeling that I get, like, you know, the panic attack, the anxiety. Had it eased that, I think once off the medication, I just would be back to square one. I think that if I take the medication and get to the root of, if I have a therapist guide me through what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking and kind of help change my thinking, then I think I could, once off the medication, or it would make a difference. I would still have the full tool chest to.
Well, and as you shared it with me and as you shared it with your buddy, Julie, and stuff like that, you know, some of that is therapeutic because, you know, get a therapist. But some of it is when you start speaking out loud, okay, what's going on? You start to see, okay, maybe I am making it this bigger. That's where this anxiety is coming from. So in a way,
well,
you're beginning to do some of that.
Yes, but that's only if you have safe people to talk to, which I think is rare.
Yes.
In many cases, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of good friends. I'm a social person or whatever.
You like playing Mahjong?
Yes, I like doing
and
all those things.
And you all talk at Mahjong?
Yes. But I have a couple of, I only have a couple of people that I truly feel safe with that will listen to me and share with me honestly. Like, but you and then, you know, this one other friend that I shared all this with, just in a processing way, you both said, well, that's terrible thinking on my part. Not terrible thinking, but you challenged my thinking on it.
We challenged your thinking in where you
and that was fine.
Where you could digest it.
Yes, completely. I mean, not
yes.
in a like.
But we didn't say, oh that's terrible thinking.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't mean that. But I mean, if I were to share it in a group, like at a lunch, you know, with just a group of friends, they might all look at me like I have three heads, like, well, that's yep. dumb. But then I don't get any hope or comfort from that. But so
well, in the,
that's why I'm saying,
but
I think a
also,
therapist is important for me because I need somebody that I can process with besides you.
Yes.
And besides friends that are going to get tired of hearing it anyway. I mean, there's no, you know.
Yeah. And so I like that you're doing that, but going back to, you know, with anxiety and what we were talking about, there's a lot of anxiety in our world. You know, I think even more so in the last 2 years. We're now going on our third year of all this COVID stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
pandemic. We can just,
yes.
It's a time of war.
And so you're seeing all this stuff. And what doctors do, just like what I do as a therapist and, you know, really specializing in alcohol and drug dependence and doing interventions and things like that is lots of times we make recommendations. When I do interventions, I'm doing one on Sunday. We make recommendations.
Right.
Now people can take my recommendation or they can flush it.
Right.
You know, and part of my personality is I go, I really would do this. You know, I'm all right, though, with someone saying, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But spending time with you, it's like, I want to even be a better therapist, that there's people out there that even if I'm making the recommendation, they're coming to me kind of as the expert. We'll do an episode on that.
Yeah.
But that, hey, it's all right. How do I frame it up to allow the person to say no and yet still share my opinion?
Well, yeah. And you need, I mean, it helps to have somebody to practice with or to hold you accountable for it. And so, for example, we were going to eat with these friends that on Saturday night, she was helping hold me accountable for this stuff and that I've processed with her. And so she texted me and said,
Why aren't you saying that it's Dayton and Julie?
Well, I know, but I don't know.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. I just don't like to get in the habit of using names, period.
Okay.
I like to be able to
be anonymous.
Yeah, okay. I do.
I respect that. So how come I asked the question?
Okay. Go ahead. So I want to be able to talk freely without using names. So she asked if she said maybe we can order fajitas from somewhere or whatever. And we had just had Mi Casino the night before. Yeah. We just had Mexican food the night before. And so I was like, okay, here's my practice with people pleasing. Normally, I would just want to make it easy and just say, that sounds awesome. Let's do that. But I was like, I don't want that. I don't want that again because I just had it last night. So I texted back and said, I really don't want that because I had it last night or whatever. And then she was like, oh, okay, that's great. And then she goes, we can think of something. And she was kind of hyper-focused on it because they're doing a diet. You know, they're doing Whole30. And so she was going to have to manage what she got wherever we went. So then she suggested this like tortilla soup that she could make. And she was like, and I was like, that's still Mexican food. I mean, that's not what I want. And so I said, can you tell I'm struggling with this text thread because I'm practicing saying no, like, I don't want that. But she goes, I think it's so good that you're doing that. She goes, because the way I receive, she goes, I don't think a thing about it. She's like, I'm not having a negative thought at all. Like, oh man, Shannon's being high maintenance or, you know, anything like that. She's being picky. She's being high maintenance. She's like, I'm not thinking any of those things. She's like, I'm just thinking, okay, well, what do we want? Let's think of something. So it's so good to have those conversations because when I send a text to a friend, I think about all the things that they could be thinking. And that gives me anxiety. Like,
and
I
that's,
just, I would
that's
rather,
how I'm getting a therapist and yes. working through this stuff and going, okay, I am going to believe my friend when she's being honest with me.
Yes. I would rather just comply.
Yes.
With
and
everyone.
So you work
the
with
doctors, the friends, my parents, and, everybody. And, I just would rather comply.
And so doctors, you know, they're going off what you're sharing with them and they're making their recommendations.
Right.
And doctors make recommendations all the time, you know, and it's like that's where, not saying doctors are wrong, but sometimes doctors don't get it. And do we understand that? Just like I sometimes don't get it meeting with families and stuff like that. It's not about, you know, good, bad, right or wrong. It's just, that's the facts.
Right.
You know, and it's like, how do we help people, you know, feel empowered in that regard? And how do you feel as a person feel empowered to go, okay, it's all right to say no.
Right. It's hard.
Yeah. And so that's that place of, I guess with us when we're talking about this and talking about anxiety is like when anxiety is really kicking in, it's really hard to wrestle. It's really hard to have that struggle because the anxiety takes over. Your chest starts to get, you know, there's different signs and symptoms of that.
Yeah.
But there might be that loss of sleep and stuff like that, and your mind's racing. And you gave a great illustration of okay, I'm going to practice this, but this is what my mind was going.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to reel it back in. I mean, I have to get away from it. I have to run away, and then that's no solution. But,
yeah. And then, so it's like, how do you
can't stop it. That's what I was telling her. Once a little bit of a panic attack starts, it's very hard for me to stop it. So,
yeah. And so that anxiety, kicks in, and it's like, okay, you have some tools and you've done some good work, and now you're going, okay, I need some more tools in my tool chest.
Yeah.
And I need to be able to wrestle with what is it?
Well, and of course for me, getting back to prayer always makes a huge difference. And so I don't want to leave that part out for people that are listening, thinking, well, where's the spiritual component to this? Because for sure, why are you laughing?
See if I'm right. I could be wrong. The reason I'm giggling is
Are you going to accuse me of people pleasing on the podcast?
I was not accuse you of people pleasing. I just see you kind of getting a little worried about, I want people to make sure.
No. It really has to do with, I was sitting there thinking about, I don't like talking all about like anxiety and all that kind of stuff without offering some sort of my personal solution or whatever to the anxiety. And I got this sweet ring that's, I've told you about it, right?
Yeah.
It's like a Fitbit, basically, but it's a ring, the Aura ring. And it tracks your heart rate and all that kind of stuff, and your sleep. It tracks your sleep and all this kind of stuff. But on the app, it has these meditations, like two-minute meditations and everything, that you can just go and you can just push play and you can take 2 minutes and breathe and guided meditations and all that kind of stuff. But that always... not always, but most often gets me back to a place, just that practice of breathing and just calming and getting out of that. It brings me to a place where I can submit to God my requests. But I have to be in a place of calm to do that.
Not in that place of anxiety and stuff like that.
When I'm in that place of anxiety or a panic attack, it's very hard for me to go.
Do you actually have panic attacks, or is it more like an anxiety attack? Because panic attacks are really more debilitating, where it's like...
Yes, I have had panic attacks before. And so I would say that now I can recognize when my anxiety starts to get kicked up, I can recognize when I'm heading towards a panic attack, and I can usually now reel it back in.
Mm-hmm.
But when I am in my anxiety or in a mode of anxiety, I can't concentrate on prayer and requesting from God what I need until I'm calm.
Yeah. And so
does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, the anxiety kind of takes over, and it's like, okay, logically what I'm hearing you say, and I could be wrong, but logically, okay, I do need to have this prayer time. I do need to take my request to God.
Yeah.
Kind of like what Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says.
Yes.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Right. Yes.
Which in a way really addresses the anxiety, your heart and your mind.
Yes.
And so it's good. And logically, but you're starting to go, okay, I know I need to go to prayer, but right now my anxiety is just kicking my butt.
And I know that there can be a peace beyond my understanding, and when it says, do not be anxious about anything, well, I'm sorry, I'm a little anxious about some stuff. I know that's not that's not the way God wants me to live.
Yes.
Do not be anxious about anything. So for me to pray that prayer and really get something out of it and get that peace, I have to be out of the anxiety. I have to not be anxious about anything. And to get out of the anxiety, I do have to use tools in my tool chest because we all get anxious. You know?
Hands down.
I just don't want people to think, you know, well, it says don't be anxious about anything, but okay, whatever, that's impossible.
Well, I love, you know, real quick, we talk about those two verses, but the next verse, you know, I know it, but I had to look it up. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. You know, lots of times we just think of those two verses, and but he's saying, okay, you need to do this first, then start thinking about those things.
Yeah.
You know,
because we can concentrate on the negative tapes and
the narrative kicking our butt in our head.
Yes. So.
Yeah, and so you're going, okay, I want to think about things that are praiseworthy. I want to think about those things. So. But I hear you going, okay, I went to the doctor last week. I had some anxiety come up from her making some recommendations. My anxiety, and I saw this people-pleasing in me, and luckily I had an out instead of going with the people-pleasing.
Yeah.
And you're going, okay, I'm so glad I had an out. What happens if I don't have an out? I need some tools when something like that happens again.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And it's just, it's a practice.
Yes. And so you want to go, okay, how do I unpack? What is this about me people pleasing a doctor that I'm paying?
Right.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
And so those are those anxious things. You know, we all have them, and they'll manifest themselves in different ways. And we do know that psychotherapy, when it comes to anxiety, is usually the best form. Doesn't mean the medication needs to be thrown aside, but I like that your doctor said, you know, get some psychotherapy.
Yeah.
You know, because we know that from the evidence and the
data.
She said
get some counseling.
Counseling, okay.
Which is a better word, yeah.
Yeah.
Than your psychotherapist. But.
But you think you found one, didn't you?
I don't know. I've emailed her and asked her, begged her to take me on, but she's out of the office until like Wednesday. So she's not returning her emails until like Wednesday. So she won't get my email.
I have her cell phone number.
I know. I'm sure you do. But anyway, so we'll see if she'll take me on. It's so hard for me to find a counselor in this town.
But I'm trying not to manage that.
I've asked for your advice.
Well, I would call her and say, hey, will you take her on?
I mean, I might have you do that if she doesn't email me back. But
yes.
I'll wait to pull out those stops. But anyway.
I like that.
So I'm just working on it. I'm working on it, and I think a lot of people struggle right now with it. But
I've been talking. Wait, you know, we're going to talk more. You know, some next episodes. You know, how do you wrestle well? How do you wrestle when you're with people you care about and you have different viewpoints? I mean, I want to do an episode on that. You know, I want to do an episode on really unpacking more of medication and big pharma and doctors. We watched this 8-part series called Dope Sick on Hulu. I mean, that gets me fired up.
Yes,
and
I might
do the whole episode, you know, myself and just come
you
in.
You could, and that would be fine.
That is big. So we got a lot of different things going on. If you like our episodes, we are going to start to try to promote these more. If you see us on any of the social network platforms, Facebook, Instagram, I don't know if we have a Twitter page, please like us, please share it. But thank you uh, for all those.
Yes.
Thanks. Thank you. For our new intro, man, we got a shout out about our new intro from Ashley. Yes. So thank you, Ashley.
Here's to being anxiety free, right?
Yeah.
In 2022.
Thank you. Never in my life did I imagine it.